gets us to where we are now, which is approaching the top of the hour. Again, Encore listeners, we're going to say good night to, good afternoon to, good evening to, goodbye to people listening on Friday, October 24th of the year 2025. They get two more hours of Viva Lamac goodness. In the meantime, I want to remind you that according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, at least 70 people, no, not 70 people, well, 70 out of 100, 70% of people over the age of 65 will require some sort of long-term care service at some point in their life. Health insurance typically does not cover long-term care. Educate yourself on government programs and private insurance today. A failure to plan is a plan to fail. Sooner is better than later. More information at 3in4needmore.com. That's the number 3in4needmore.com. Tom Verlaine of Television from his Warm and Cool album is, has been, and will be my background music for the duration of this radio program. Attention now to the WRCT music and radio calendar. It is just now a minute past 11 o'clock here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Let you know some things going on around town. Start with the radio calendar and some events happening in some of the galleries in town. Like the 820 Gallery, starting today, going all the way through May 10th, is having Frank Lloyd Wright's Southwestern Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh Projects. Let's see what we know. It's in partnership with, of course, the Westmoreland Museum of American Art and Falling Water, Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. It's presenting this exhibition highlighting Frank Lloyd Wright's unrealized projects for downtown Pittsburgh. The exhibition features animated videos created by some animators, of course, and models of unrealized residential, commercial, and civic projects that were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright from the 30s through the 1950s. These projects include a monumental reimagining of The Point in 1947, a self-service garage for Kaufman's department store in 1949, and the Point View residences designed for the Edgar Kaufman Charitable Trust in 1952. It's all happening at the 820 Gallery, which is located at, guess what, 820 Liberty Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. Also at the 707 Gallery. That's not happening until April, but I'm going to tell you about it now because I just pulled it up. Is Michael Zagaris, 60 years of NFL photography. That's going to be running around the time the NFL draft is happening. That's going to be at 707 Penn Avenue downtown. I'll tell you more about that as we get close to it. Like, let's not tell you April things, and I'm not even out of October yet. More information on any of these programs can be found at trustarts.org. Don't forget, Michael Misko is still at the Liberty Magic. It's 90% comedy and the other half is magic. Chew on that for a minute. He's an actor, he's a comedian. Sleight of hand. Pee your pants entertainment is what he claims. It's all happening at Liberty Magic, which is downtown now through November 1st. You only have about a little over a week left on that one. In Liberty Magic's 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. And right next door to Liberty Magic is the Harris Theater. Some things they have going on right now. They're running Blue Moon, actually. Which is about an evening in March 1943 where legendary lyricist Lorenz Hart, played by Ethan Hawke, confronts his shattered self-confidence as his former collaborator, Richard Rodgers, you know, Rodgers and Hart, celebrate the opening night of their groundbreaking hit musical, Oklahoma. That's going on now at the Harris Theater. Also, look for showings of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm talking about the OG, the 1974 version. That is playing. And Nosferatu is a symphony of horror from 1922 with a live score by Tom Roberts is happening on Thursday, the 30th of the month, next Thursday. It's a special screening of the world's first vampire movie with an original live score by local legend Tom Roberts. These are all happening at the Harris Theater, which is located downtown. At 809 Liberty Avenue. More information on any of these shows and more shows, trustarts.org/film. Going on now through March 9th. So it's going on now, but all the way up to March 9th is Vanitas at the Andy Warhol. Vanitas explores the ephemeral nature of life as seen through the eyes of Andy Warhol. Again, that's happening at the Warhol Museum. Which is down on the North Shore. 11-7 or 117 or 117. Let's do it that way. 117 Sandusky Street there on the north side is where the seven floors of fun known as the Warhol Museum is. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send the details as soon as you can, but it's in advance too. Give us weeks, months. radio-calendar@wrct.org. Turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some shows happening in the coming days and weeks. Like, for example, tomorrow, Spirit Halloween down at Spirit in Lawrenceville with James Castle and 95 Bulls and Mam and Melt. The Warren Treaty are performing at Mr. Small's tomorrow. And Ray Body with Mila Moon, Clear Creek SP and Poster Child are at the Government Center tomorrow. This coming Sunday, Jay Thurber's hanging out down at Arsenal Lane, spinning oldies. He does oldies the last Sunday of every month. And then on Monday, the DJ Mahalkatron at Arsenal Lane's. I think he's calling it the Punky Horror Show or something like that, but he plays all cover songs. The Monday before Halloween. It's a tradition he's been doing for years, and that can be a lot of fun. While you're bowling, and then I'm just going to keep going with what's on the Arsenal Lanes calendar, because it's right here in front of me. On Wednesday, The Forbidden Five. The Forbidden Five are playing. And I will go get some Forbidden Five to start off my next set of music. Because that's some good stuff. Old Neons at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on next Friday on Halloween itself. Beauty Slap is at the Thunderbird. And Sandy Loaf is at the Government Center next Friday, which is Halloween. Atlas Genius is at the Thunderbird on Sunday the 2nd. Moviola is at Poetry down in Millvale with Bat Radar, along with Bob and Scott, on Thursday the 6th. That's pretty exciting. The Crane Wives are at Stage AE on Saturday the 8th. Love Dumpster plays with Calico Dogs at the Government Center on Saturday the 8th as well. Same day, My Life with Thrill Kill Cult in town playing at Mr. Small's. Find another show. Find another show, and then we can call that a calendar. I mean, I guess I could just pick any show. I'm just reading through all the shows and saying, which one should I end on? And I don't have a good ending one. I tell you, Seven Dust is coming to town, but I really don't think any of us care. Oh, how about the Lemonheads? We'll do that. They have a brand new album, just came out today. Maybe I'll pull something off that album, too. Lemonheads are coming to town playing Mr. Smalls on Thursday, the 2nd of December. So that's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, we have an email address called music-calendar@wrct.org. Send an email that, telling us the details of the where, what, when, how, etc. We'll try to get it on the calendar for you. You can hear the calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m. Tomorrow, Jay Thurber will do his version of the calendar, which is usually more succinct than the Moxer's version. I mentioned he's going to be at Arsenal Lanes on Sunday, but he's on the radio here each and every Saturday from noon to 3. He dusts off the oldies. He waxes up the new songs. He's got some humor in there, and his show called Radio 9. It's like what radio used to be in his mind. It's every Saturday from noon to 3 right here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT. Listen to a little Tom Verlaine while I go get that Forbidden 5, because I want to play some Forbidden 5 now. I can do it. You can shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. wrctrequest@gmail.com. You can always call me at 412-268-WRCT. 268-9728. I have a mock coming up in about like an hour. I'll tell you more about that after we get into other things. But before I get into other things, which includes getting back into the music, I've got this important word for you.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Coming to Arsenal Lanes, performing live this coming Wednesday, the 29th of October. Pittsburgh Zone, Forbidden Five. That's new Wet Leg here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Pokemon, the name of the track. The album's called Moisturizer. Before that, Devo went back to the debut of Are We Not Men? We Are Devo with Come Back Johnny. Such a great little song. I don't know if you've seen, there's a Devo documentary out on the streaming platform somewhere. I don't usually get a chance to sit and watch enough TV to watch something in its entirety. So I've watched bits and pieces of it, and I have like 8 minutes left, believe it or not. I literally have 8 minutes left, so I'm not sure how it ends, so please, no spoiler alerts. However, I will say this, however, after my show tonight, I believe I will watch the last 8 minutes, and more, that's more music from Akron. Apparently, just a bunch of Akron stuff going on. Spiz Energy in that set of music. Where's Captain Kirk? Gene Roddenberry, the creator of the Captain and the entire Star Trek Enterprise fleet, passed away on this day in 1991 at the age of 70. Gene Roddenberry, rest in peace. My Three Scum from Erie, Pennsylvania, gave us Don't Care from Night of the Living Scum. You'll hear something off that album most likely next week during my Halloween show, but not that song. And you'll probably hear some Forbidden Five. You actually might hear that song, because I love that song, Chop You Up. From the Forbidden Five Chop You Up album. And they are performing live at Arsenal Lanes this coming Wednesday, the 29th, in celebration of the Halloween week. Halloween, if I may. That'll be fun to see those guys again. What should I tell? Oh, let me tell you about the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, because they do join you in supporting WRCT. Now, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination is located on Penn Avenue. They're in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, right there in that little arts district between like Negley and, I'm trying to think what's at the other end of that. It's past Matilda. It's, I don't know. It's, you'll figure it out. But anyway, they've been doing their stuff for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have regular gallery hours every weekend. Or by appointment, you can visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month between 6 and 9 p.m., which would be 2 weeks from today. For more information, 412-924-0634, or you can visit irmafreeman.org. We got a mock coming up in about 40 minutes. 40 minutes, we're going to do the mock. And I know you're thinking, oh, you got an Ace Frehley mock, don't you? Don't you, Mockster? And I'm like, you know, I could. Sadly, we did lose the Ace Man, as he was never called, this week. But I'm saving that. I will do one, because I did explore the options of that.